USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tornadoes reported and warnings continue in parts of central and northeastern Mississippi. More details are coming out of the 2020 census. The report details there were not enough rooms in many U.S. homes for an effective quarantine for preventing the spread of COVID-19. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Alex Rhodes of the Census Bureau reports there were three limits for isolation.
First is bedrooms and bathrooms. So a substantial number of multi-person homes had a number of bedrooms and bathrooms that can make isolating difficult. The second was amenities. We found a large number of households didn't have a washer and dryer or didn't have a complete kitchen, which may lead to some households members increasing exposure should they need to go out to wash their clothes or get food. And the third was rooms for working from home.
Many households had children in distance learning.
We had about 84% or 43 million adults with children in their household have seen children's classes moving to distance learning.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Republican Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney, facing his constituents, received a not-so-welcome introduction. And when he started speaking at the Utah GOP convention last week, things got even worse.
So what do you think about President Biden's first 100 days? Now, you know me as a person who says what he thinks, and I don't hide the fact that I wasn't a fan of our last president's character issues.
Mitt was called a communist and a traitor, and unfortunately for Romney, he got booed off stage. The special election in Texas' 6th congressional district on Saturday was seen as the first competitive race since Joe Biden was elected president, and a barometer on how the district will be seen in the future. Two Republicans earned enough votes to advance to a runoff, Susan Wright and Jake Elzey. The Democrats did not get enough votes. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A rare bear attack in Colorado has taken the life of a Colorado woman. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities believe a woman was killed by a bear in southwestern Colorado. Her boyfriend found her body on Friday night.
Well, she was walking her dogs, and she did that sometime in the morning.
Jason Clay with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people should expect bear activity to be picking up. Officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body, and there was bear scat and hair at the scene. A female black bear and two young bears were euthanized. There have been three prior fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971.
Grizzly and polar bears are notorious for being the most dangerous. However, the Eurasian brown bear and the American black bear can attack people too. There were 664 bear attacks on people globally between 2000 and 2015. The United States is going to do more to combat COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that built up while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.